Hey there, American Horror Story fans. We are talking about American Horror Story Season 7, Cult, Episode 3, Neighbors from Hell. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey there, American Horror Story fans. We are back. We got the full crew here.
Oh, yes.
First time this season.
Woo-hoo. We are all together.
We are all together. And these are some good neighbors.
Yes.
That we have versus the neighbors from hell that we're talking about. Season 7 of American Horror Story, Episode 3, titled Neighbors from Hell. I'm your host, Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And sitting next to me...
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. I was gone for 2 weeks, but I'm back, okay? Don't ask any questions. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
Hey, everybody. It's Ashley Allen. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ashley Reed Allen.
I'm so happy that we're all together. It's like Destiny's Child. I'm Beyonce.
It's fine. I know words. I'm Kelly. Duh.
I'm like, not Michelle. Not Michelle.
I love that. No, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
So, right off the bat, what did you guys think of this episode? Initial thoughts. I'm starting over here.
So, first, they went from zero nudity to a lot. And I didn't mind that, but I just didn't get the first 5 minutes because it didn't connect to the rest of the episodes. I was just like, could I have want to go get food? Because I wouldn't have missed anything.
I'm just done with winter. Like, I just can't. I'm done with all of them in this winter situation. Like,
she over it.
Winter is coming. Can't.
Yeah, I don't like winter. I think this one is my... I like this episode more than the other episodes because I felt like, okay, you're getting a story now. We're figuring stuff out. Oh, that kid, you know, the kid didn't make it, all that, you know. So it's coming together now, whereas the first two, I was like, this is shit.
Is that how you really feel?
Anyone? So... starting off, right off the bat, kind of talking about the cold open, how we get these two characters, Rosie and Mark, talking to Dr. Vincent, and Dr. Vincent seems to be the only tie-in that we have, because he's also Allie's psychiatrist, and he's telling them step by step, this is how you conquered your phobia, which I thought was a little...
weird.
Exposition-y, where I was like, yeah, she was there for all of that. Like, I don't like when they're like, hey, remember when we did all these things step by step over the past several months? I don't know, but whatever. She has this feratrophobia, which is this fear of coffins. So after they're like, huzzah, you have conquered this fear, then the clowns bust in and throw her and Mark in these coffins and drill them in there and leave them to die.
Keep them in there for a while,
So, I mean, well, first I'm like, why have your fear of coffins gonna affect you?
Do you walk around coffins
all day? Do you have to have a job at a morgue? And it's like, oh, like,
that's
what
exactly.
Are you doing?
Maybe every time somebody has a cold and they're like, oh no, it's too related.
Just a lot of her family, like, love it. A lot of her family just dies all the time, so she's missing all these funerals.
She goes to her dad's funeral, which they are like, okay, but the whole reason you have this fear is because your dad locked you in this cupboard. But then when his coffin closes, you feel free. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Better tie into something later on, or I'm going to be like, what?
Daddy? Yeah, but they're dead, so how is it going to tie in?
Because, well, later on, yeah, they're going to do some sort of...
5 years
something
previously.
Some sort of connection as
I've got an idea. I've got an idea, and I'm going to save it for later.
Oh, okay. Pocketing that prediction. I like it. When we come back, we actually dive into the real episode after the title sequence. We have Allie freaking out as the body is Which I do have to laugh really hard because one of the shout out to our fans who follow us on Twitter, but to Mr. Devro, who sent us many responses on his feelings on tonight's episode, but my favorite being, hallelujah, Sarah Paulson stopped crying.
Yes. Finally!
We get the tears to start it off, and then they kind of dissipate a little bit. She's finally drying those tears.
Well, no, she flicked the bitch switch, so now she's just a straight-up bitch. She's like, I'm gonna kill you! I'm like,
sadness to anger.
She's sassy.
Mm-hmm. I was definitely thinking, like, her face has to hurt from, like, crying all the time.
Yeah. It looks like, so, like, very... She's got great skin.
She does.
Probably because of the... Because
the moisture.
Yeah.
The salt.
I don't know how she's not just, like, super puffy from, like, all of the crying.
It's probably just fake tears.
Well, you know what looked puffy is her in that dress that she wore. It looked like someone Jiffy popped her dress. It was just a whole thing of, like, on the Emmys, I swear. But I love you.
Yeah, this was just kind of a ridiculous situation where Pedro Morales, you know, the detective is saying, look, you're not really in that much trouble because this was a self-defense situation. You're going to get off the hook. Somebody is coming to your property. You don't know what's going on, whatever. However, the public doesn't quite feel the same as they have now dubbed her the lesbian George Zimmerman.
Oh my God.
I know. I was like,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, let's not relate. That's apples and oranges.
Like,
all right, let's not start that.
There's one thing when someone comes to your house and you shoot them versus the person stalking them and then they kill them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Definitely the same thing.
Yeah. I'm into how they're trying to make everything relevant and topical, and I get that they're going for, like, the extreme to, like, give us those grown moments where it's like, oh, no, like, you've just totally missed the mark on this. And I get that it's intentional, but some of it is so absurdist that it's kind of taken me out of it.
Yeah. I think that one in particular, I was like, you missed it with that one.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand they're trying to address the whole stand your ground law, but no, I wouldn't have that one.
It just felt, I don't know, it felt just a little too weird and forced for me, where I'm like, come on now. Like, even if you have, and having such an amazing actress having to deliver those lines, like, I'm like, if she can't even make it work 100%, then it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Also, what a way, like, I don't know, I feel like the whole thing with the George Zimmerman, was it Trayvon?
Trayvon Martin.
Why, like, that just makes, I don't know, it's not a joke. It's
yeah,
too serious.
Don't cheapen something. Yeah.
Somebody's
yeah.
like, oh, this guy was a kid, you know? This is just...
Yeah.
It's not complete a joke.
It's too soon. Maybe 20 years from now, like, when you start, like, sadly
people don't
forgetting.
Remember it as, yeah.
It's like a new generation, but, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, too much.
It felt like a little farcical a little bit, and I'm like, this is...
Especially that in real life, it keeps happening. And look, oh wow, look at all the diverse cast that the cult has.
Mm-hmm.
The one lady from last season, she's the only black girl in it.
Who's the reporter?
Yeah.
So who's not even really in the story that they're like
Beverly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Beverly Hope. These names, I swear.
And why don't they just say that she's crazy? Doesn't she have, like, phobia issues and stuff? Just be like, hey, sorry, I'm a little bit crazy. That's why I shot somebody. Or
But I feel like if you're like, sorry, I'm a little bit crazy, then they're going to be like, lock that crazy bitch up if she's crazy and shooting people. Just because, like, you can't be like,
well, they could say
I plead insanity, so let me live my life happily with a gun shooting whoever. Like, that's not really how that plea works.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you ask their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the neighbors.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, too, Ivy runs right into the middle of all of this, all these protesters.
Yes.
And freaking Kai pops up out of nowhere. Creepy as hell, Kai.
He's everywhere.
Just like, what is... I'm blue.
Dye your hair.
Dye. Yep.
Get your roots done.
You're trying to be a congressman?
Get your roots done. Who is you?
No, but isn't he trying to be a councilman?
Yeah, he's trying to take Chang's seat.
Dye your hair a normal cut. Like, I get it. The whole idea is, like, he's a cult leader. I don't know what the hell, but he's a creepy guy, and he's going to keep this blue hair. But in real life, no person, no matter
Charles
how...
Charles Manson with some manic panic?
Yeah.
Right.
No matter how, like, crazy these people are, they're not going to vote for this blue-haired asshole mm-hmm. into office.
Well, look who we voted into office.
That's what I think they're saying I think that's kind of, like, the whole play.
Yeah.
He's got some janky-ass hair.
True, because that's why a lot of people are saying, well, I'm not going to vote. He's not going to get into office, and look what we
got.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the season ends with him with a knife and dead people, and he's like, you're the new whoever. It's like, really?
Oh, president or whatever?
Yeah, new council.
Councilman, mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Lord. If you can literally say I could walk out into the street and shoot somebody and not lose any votes, and then not lose any votes after saying that, then I guess you can not dye your hair blue all the way and leave your roots and do whatever the hell you want. But he comes up to her telling her how incredibly brave he thinks she is and just being super duper creepy. But he keeps reiterating that, and please, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Which, with the smiley face being the thing, the whole, like, bag, like, the shopping bag smiley face, have a nice day campaign. It's like, all right, come on, man. Like, you're clearly associated with this.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did you stop rolling up your window? Get those fingers crushed real quick. Yeah. Like, it wasn't enough where he, like, shook your door.
Yeah, like, I'm like, get out of here.
Like, creepy.
Yeah. And even, like, when he's telling her, like, I'll take care of you, can just, even, like, in his tone, you can hear him just, like, drawing her in. And she's falling for it.
Yeah.
She's so vulnerable. Weak and vulnerable right now. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. Because he's got this whole, like, Ted Bundy sociopath charisma.
Yeah, got that Jeffrey Dahmer thing going on.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, so weird.
Creepy. But everybody has kind of hopped on board the We Hate Allie train.
Yeah.
Oh, her neighbors show up in sombreros. And this was the scene where I was just like, all right, I can't.
How dare you come up like, you're racist. Here's Taco Bell coupons.
Taco Bell doesn't even have coupons. I would know.
Yes. If I could get a coupon for those Cinnabon Delights, I'll be happy.
And the Fiesta potatoes? Woo.
And the Nacho Bell Grande.
I love Fiesta potatoes. Man. I love that you're not upset that they're yelling about cultural appropriation. It's that you're like, this is fictional as hell. I've looked for Taco Bell coupons.
Well,
they don't exist.
If you go to the North Hollywood Taco Bell drive-thru, on the window it says, this is not a real coupon. We don't have, like, real coupons. Or we don't have coupons or something like that. It's like, it exists. They don't have coupons.
Oh,
they don't.
They should have did some fat checking before that scene.
Yeah, but also it was very stupid, though.
Well, yeah. Probably Ryan Murphy is spending much of his time at Taco Bell, so...
Listen, I know is all this talk about it, I am definitely eating it after
this. And anyone working from Taco Bell would love to supply us with some tacos. Yes. That would be very nice.
Shout out
to Taco Bell. No, but yeah, it was just weird how they were going off saying, like, you're racist. Ah! But it's like they're doing every racist thing that you could ever think
of. Get out
of
our neighborhood. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, we're here first.
I'm 10% Mexican.
Tell that to the Native Americans. That's when I'm just like, okay, I get. Like, yeah. I get that you're trying to be over the top. This a little too extra for me.
Yeah.
I get it. Those people exist, but it's still... I don't know. I feel like it's still too much.
Yeah.
What you said.
It's just a lot. And especially, for me, I'm just thinking, like, grown up Mary Cherry and difficult people. Like, that's all I can think. Like, I'm just waiting for him to, like, run down the street with Tina Fey being like, or Amy Poehler being like, Amy Poehler or Pitbull. Way over the top. It's too much for me.
Also, I think it's just too much because they're married and he's gay. Like, he married his fag hag or whatever he said. Like, it's just too, if they were like if it was normal people, kind like just a couple, but because it's like too much over the top stuff.
Right.
Like, because of this, like, and then this, and then this, and then you're.
Yeah.
Like, I find myself laughing way more on this episode than even watching a comedy like Modern Family. It's like I never laughed that much.
But
it's
I can't tell how much is intentional comedy because with Billy. I mean, you would think because Billy Eckler. Like, I do think, like, yes, this is intentional comedy. But then I feel like it's not. It's like they can't decide if they are trying to be
Do we take it serious or do we just laugh it off for like a little?
It's typical
punch
camp
moment.
Stuff. Like that's Ryan. What's his face?
Yeah,
Ryan Murphy.
Yep.
I kind of feel like I laughed a lot out of frustration today.
Oh,
more
too.
Than anything.
Yeah, it was just like. It was less like real laughing and more just like now that scene's done. Okay, well, I guess that was what they were trying. What?
You guys think that it might be like on purpose and it's supposed to also bring out that frustrated laughter?
I think that it is. That's the thing, is I think that it's an intentional frustration. I think that they're intentionally going way over the top with it, but I don't think that it's hitting. I don't think that it's going the way that they want it to. I think that they were trying to make it a little bit too extra on purpose, but they went way over the line, and because it wasn't super well executed, and it felt like this has just been kind of, like, quilted together.
Yeah, I agree. Because in past episodes when they've done this, like, I got it. I thought it was funny or whatever. You know, I got the message. But this episode in particular, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm not really feeling it that much.
Also, it's, like, the type of extra stuff where it's, like, it gets too ridiculous where you don't want to watch anymore. It's not like, oh, I got to see what happens. It's like, this is just more crazy stuff. I don't care. I don't even care about these characters, you know?
Yeah, it just, well, they do have some typical American Horror Story moments where we get the cool visual where we have next the truck that comes in.
Yeah, that was a cool part.
Yeah, with the green lights and the fog, and they're like, what's happening? Like, what are these chemicals? And the next morning, there's all these dead birds in their lawn, which is creepy as hell.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, okay,
how are you gonna go forward with this?
Yeah, what is this? What is this allegory that we later on see? They come back and they, you know, attack Allie again, and then again where I was like, okay, we get it. Like, we get the whole like absurdist HOA like white privilege focusing on the wrong things, running into the middle of the street, throwing her hands up, going, I am a citizen, I demand to know what chemicals are being, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're about to get hit by a truck. Like, I get the metaphor. Like, don't get hit by a truck.
Why doesn't anybody call 911?
Like, what?
That's what I'm screaming. I'm like, okay.
You know why they're not calling 911? Because when the cops show up, it's that detective Jack guy who's in the freaking neighbor's house, and it's all tainted because Harrison's probably playing with his taint. Like, come on.
I feel like that's why Kai's like, look, I can have blue hair. Have you seen our lead detective?
His white hair.
Bleached to hell and back.
Yeah.
We got freaking Ken doll Colton Hayes is like our chief of police. Yeah. Nobody can get anything done. Everyone's just staring at him. No wonder.
Yes.
Exactly. How's the precinct supposed to get anything done?
Let me bring a few laws if he's going to show up.
Yeah, I'm like, everyone in this whole town is doomed.
But they're all in cahoots. Like, the way Detective...
I love the way you just said that. Please say
cahoots.
It again. Just say
they're
it again.
They're all in cahoots.
They're in cahoots.
They are. It's like... Harrison's gun was the gun that was used to kill Pedro. Why is the detective sitting in the living room giving him side eye, like, meet me in the bedroom later? Like,
they're gonna.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I was expecting when Allie ran into the house. I was expecting a whole, like, orgy scene, but it's like, why not?
They had sitting in a corner, like...
Yeah. Like, I'm over 40 with no children. I'm mad.
Man, but yeah.
Then the Craigslist thing.
Craigslist ad. I wasn't ready. With that man friggin' jacking it in their living room. Because,
I'm so sorry.
Nasty. Winter has had too many chances. Too many chances.
Ashley, I think you have something to say.
She just walked back in the house and apologized for leaving. Now she's letting effing random dudes walk in the house? Like,
Nathan?
Get her out.
I'm back and I brought somebody with me.
Yeah.
He's gonna bring out his wang and jack it in your living room.
Serious? And you know this old man is not gonna get your job because he's a fucking old dude, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, he's responded to the ad. I hate her too, because why would you hire a nanny that looked like dressed like a goth girl, like with silver hair and stuff?
She's like Wednesday from
Adam's Family.
I can't even talk right now. I'm so mad.
It's just too camp and too out there.
Yeah.
Because even that whole scene was like, oh, you're going to like bring a guy here. You just want to humiliate men. That's what women are all about. You're just about humiliating men. And I'm like, anybody who has made that mistake is not going to be like, they're going to hide their wiener and get out. Like, I'm sorry. I get what you're going for again.
Yeah.
But, and the whole, like, entitlement and kind of tying back to Kai and his, you know, there's nothing more dangerous than an embarrassed man.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to that whole stereotype. But at the same time, I'm like, this is so much in one episode.
Yeah.
It's so heavy-handed.
Yeah.
That
I think they put all the one-liners in this one episode and forgot to space it out between the three episodes that we already seen.
Yeah. Perfect.
A little bit. I mean, I don't know. I feel like just seeing Kai coming back with her driving back to the protesters and telling her psychiatrist, like, yeah. look, I'm going to talk it out with them. And him be like, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
And he was very creepy this episode.
Yeah.
Like, really creepy.
That's why I'm wondering if he's in on it, too. And he's giving all of...
Yes.
I know what your prediction is. And he's using everybody's fear.
And he's giving the fears to the clowns.
Yes.
Yeah, because... Like I know what you're probably gonna say about the whole coffin thing. He knew, so he set it up for them to come home.
And then once he finds out that she's cured of it, that's when you're gonna die. You
know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's just too creepy. Like how he's just sitting there. I thought he was gonna masturbate or something. Cause
that was really strange.
Yeah. Maybe he does later, and we just don't see it because apparently everyone's jacking it in this episode.
Yeah, this episode is very sexualized, like overly sexualized,
but like very upsetting sexuality.
Yeah.
That's what all of it was.
Yeah, it wasn't a Lady Gaga, Matt Bomer hot scene. It was just like.
Like creepy pedophile sex.
It's like, you click on the wrong link.
Yeah. It's like, hey, don't forget, everything's awful. Like, everything. Yeah. Everything is awful. You're like, God, all right, shit. Kai and Meadow are doing their whole pinky swear thing.
Yeah.
Kai getting everybody's truths or whatever... I did think it was funny when she made her little Real Housewives comment.
Yes,
that was the best scene in this episode.
I'll give you that. I think that was one moment that I think really did land. And I think that's what they were trying to go for the entire episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was the only scene that it really hit the way that they wanted it to.
I agree. That was the only time I had a genuine like laugh.
Yeah. The entire Which episode. Is ironic because then she also gets hit.
Yep.
Straight to the ground, and Kai's like, no, no more of this. That one moment you enjoyed, no more this episode.
What makes you afraid?
I feel like this episode did really showed us Kai's power.
Yeah.
By him stopping the protest, again, him telling Allie, you know, I got you, like, I got this under control. Like, I was kind of doubting him because, you know, he was so passionate about everything, but he really kind of does have power over this town.
And he uses fear as a manipulation technique.
Yeah.
Why is he so focused on helping her? You know, because it's clear he has enough power and he's going to offer.
Because he's going to show her the way.
Oh, so join the cult.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, never mind.
But
this is a revolution.
Isn't this ironic that Kai sets up a group of Hispanics to look like gang thugs, like killers, but then he has control over the Latin... protesters. Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you listen to him? It was on the news.
Because it's all about fear. Like, that's the same... I mean, it's the same thing that we're seeing over and over. It's just, like, hypocrisy and fear. It's like, it is what makes people...
do crazy stuff.
Respond, So he's using that. And then even says, you know, to Meadow, stop saying you're sorry. That makes you nothing.
Yeah.
From now on, everything is everybody else's fault. So, I mean, he's drilling into her head this idea that is apparently the core of his whole cult, which is just everything's everybody else's fault. Like, he flat out says it.
Yeah. You're entitled. You don't have to take responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
That's how I took that.
That's why I feel like it's just a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
Too a little on the clown nose.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have freaking family ice cream party that we come back to, which is like, you know something horrible is going to happen.
Yeah.
The second any of you are happy... Oh, ha, ha, ha. The only problem is there's mint chocolate chip.
Sure.
The mint flavored ice cream that nobody likes. Ha, ha, ha. Actually, it's good. Ha, ha, ha. Joke's on you. You're guinea pigs in the microwave. Like, God. All right.
Yeah.
That's took a turn.
And that whole thing, like, cisnormative pet names. How old is this kid? He doesn't know what that means. Like,
I think the other the
just too
well the way that it much. Looks like he's being raised he might know
I guess so
that's the whole point is they're saying like it's why they all the have these freaking granola bar names too like why it's all like Ivy and Winter and Meadow and Springtime and Summer's Eve God
but are we just supposed to hate everybody like
I think that's the point. It's just everybody.
I think we need a love-hate relationship with every single person.
I feel like I don't the love whole message is just like everyone's a douche. So look, you're probably a douche too. Stop being douches to each other.
Basically.
And I'm like, this is the most nihilistic approach to peace that any show producer I think has ever had. Where they're like, here's our message. You're all trash.
Yeah. I've also looked at it as like we're all so busy pointing our fingers, you know, telling everyone you're wrong, you're doing this. But if you kind of look at it, everyone is almost in their own sort of cult. While you're sitting here pointing fingers at other people, talking about, you know, you're in this cult, you're in that cult. When you break down and kind of look at what we've seen in all the episodes so far, everyone is all kind of in their own little cult. And there's right and there's wrong in everybody's cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer the word bubble.
Bubble?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not called American Horror Story Bubble, so we're calling it a cult, Anthony.
It's a cult.
When you're in a cult, you don't think for yourself. You just go along with what everyone else is saying.
Yeah. It's that whole hive mentality, exactly. Which is boom.
That's what's happening.
Now, is it me? But is it just me, or is Ivy looking more suspect?
She is.
Because she, like, whenever she gets... Allie, like, riled up, like, in the car with the protest. It's like, okay, I gotta leave. Bye. I gotta open the store.
Yeah.
And she just always leaves when she gets riled up. Oh, I found you getting fingered by the nanny. Bye.
Well, I mean, they go over to the neighbor's house after the microwave incident where she finally, you know, caves. You get to keep Mr.
Guinea. Crispy Guinea.
You can have Mr. Guinea on a plate with some sides. But... then she runs over and just punches Harrison in the face while he's like chilling with his bees, and which I'm like, again.
But there's not even bees. It's just the hive. Like, where are the bees to make the honey? We never saw the bees.
We're the bees. Don't you get the analogy? We're the hive mind and we're all focused. And whoever declares themselves the queen, we're
just when she turned to Meadow and was like, bitch, you want some too? I'm like, yeah, kick her ass too. Do it.
But then they find out, like, they've been marked, which they think the neighbors have done it, but they're saying, you know, no, we didn't leave this marking, this smiley face mark.
And they were like, oh, you have the smiley face on your door?
Oh, snap, crackle, and pop, you're totally going to die next. Yeah. And then they find one on the side of their house, which, I'm sorry, if you're marking who you're going to kill next and one person gets the front door and the other one gets, like, the side of their house that they never go, not fair. Be more clear.
Well, To be fair, it wasn't two of them that died, though. So maybe they're just like, one half of this house is gone. You know?
Basically.
It's Meadow.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like the whole thing, because we see Kai doing his little pinky promise shit with Harrison, too. And he's, like, trying to get Harrison to finally say he wants Meadow dead.
Yeah. And
which,
why?
He does say.
Yeah.
Well, I think even though he's like, just say it, just to see how it feels. And he's like, yeah, I want her dead. I'm like, okay, that isn't a declaration that he actually wants her dead. You just said, say these words. Yeah. So then he said those words.
Do you think he's secretly recording it so, like, he can blame it on everybody else and not take responsibility? Like, I want her dead. And then, oh my God.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if he, like, uses those as confessions.
Blackmail.
Yeah, the deepest secrets coming. And then you see with Winter, the whole blackmail thing about the whole, in the bathroom, I'll tell that you didn't take your pills and now there's a camera?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like, there's so much shady business. It's like, okay, everybody has some sort of manipulation technique for something else. Yeah. And it's all...
And Allie's the only sane person who is technically crazy, but everyone else is sane, but is really crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Even the son.
Well, I feel like probably, too, what Kai
is
doing...
Well, he's easily manipulated because he's a little boy.
Yeah.
That's why.
He's still crazy.
I mean, he's seen some shit now. Like, senior, he's going to have a bad time now on seeing these, like, clown murders and then his poor Mr. Guinea.
And I'm going to need him to stay in place. When your mother says, stop running off.
Stop running to the scene of the crime. Yes. Like, why are you all about these crime scenes? Get out of here, little boy.
In the same house.
And I don't mean a stereotype, but they're a white family. Don't you supposed to put, like, a leash on your child?
Wow.
I was never leashed, thank God.
No.
That's the kind of joke they should have made with that whole Trayvon Martin thing.
See, that's how it felt. That's how
everyone felt. That's how it felt when they made that joke.
I,
See, now white people can relate.
I feel like Trayvon's a little bit more of a sensitive issue than leashes on children.
Well,
like,
I know a few white people got offended. It's like, well, that 10 times that by 10 about the Trayvon Martin joke.
Okay, the only ones offended are the ones who are currently holding a leash on their child. But I will say,
this cult is working. They're tearing us apart.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Harambe would still be alive if they had leashed that child. I will say that, though. So, in defense of child leashes.
I swear, I know we're going to get a Harambe joke. I know we're going to get a Harambe joke coming up in the next few episodes. It has to happen.
Probably.
Well, leash your children and they won't be climbing into any tanks. I'm just saying. But, okay, so I don't even necessarily think that Kai is using these, like, as blackmail. I think that he's using it to turn people. Like, I think Meadow, because he's running out, Harrison's saying, you know, blaming Allie, going, where's Meadow? Where's Meadow? We obviously don't have a body. We just have blood everywhere. Could be anybody's blood.
Yeah.
If he's turning anything's blood. Mm-hmm. So if he's trying to turn Meadow to join his revolution, I could easily see him using that tape to be like, look, Harrison... all of your deepest fears, they're true. He doesn't even want you alive. He doesn't love you. He wants you dead. So I think he's going to use her to potentially go and kill Harrison.
Yeah.
And the detective instead of the opposite, which is what they're trying to set it up as.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if that is the case, then that's pretty transparent. I'm going to be upset that I'm right.
I want to know why. How come Kai gets to know everybody else's fear? What's his fear? Why is no one asking him any questions?
Yeah.
I know.
That's what I would be like. Well, if I'm telling you mine, what's yours?
You'll get smacked.
So yeah.
Well, then we're going to fight.
If somebody slaps me in the face because I make a joke, smack me to the ground, then I'm not going to be like...
We're getting out of fighting.
Yes, yeah, I trust fighting. You. Let me tell you all my secrets. Like,
no.
Well, idiot. She lets her husband get, like, dick down. Like, it's like, okay, honey, lay in my bed.
All this dysfunction.
I can't.
I did like that we found out the smiley faces were real, because last episode it's like, oh, is that kid making it up too? It's in his head, but at least they're real.
But now that we know that the smiley faces were real, I'm even more pissed off that episode one, Ozzy wasn't like, hey, I did see this crime scene. They drew a smiley face and blood on the wall. Go look at it. Yeah. And then they would see it and go, look, this child is telling the truth.
Yeah.
This evidence aligns. Winter is a crazy bitch. Let's lock her away. But then the show would be over. Yeah. So.
Basically.
Oh,
wow.
And she put her fingerprints, though, on the smiley face. What's her face?
She did.
Allie, she did. Because she was seeing if it was wet or dry. Yeah. Before she then runs and sticks her face in front of a truck.
Yeah, she.
She's making great decisions.
And she pulls the mask off, and it's a smiley face.
What a great mother
figure.
She's
going to keep getting her ass kicked. And if she keeps getting her ass kicked, she's going to need a really good doctor.
Yeah.
And you know what? There is a new medical drama coming to ABC on Monday nights this fall called The Good Doctor.
Oh, yes.
So it's the story of a young man with autism and savant syndrome named Sean Murphy, who becomes a surgical resident at this prestigious hospital. And then this young doctor exhibits this like genius-level skill and is capable of seeing all these things that nobody else can. And so just... he's kind of alone in the world and unable to personally connect with those around him. So he uses his remarkable medical gifts to save lives and challenge all the skepticism of his colleagues. And this character's unique medical condition then adds an entirely new dimension to the genre.
Oh.
It comes from the producing team of David Shore, the man behind the drama House.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like Boy House.
It kind of is like, yeah. And Daniel Adakim, who previously starred on Lost... he's also going to be in it. And it stars Freddie Highmore from Bates Motel.
Oh, Bates Motel. Just that alone, I have to watch.
He's playing Dr. Sean Murphy, so kind of the opposite of his last character.
Yeah.
Saving lives instead of ending them.
He's another good crier.
He is.
He's great.
Ugly crier.
He's incredibly talented. Yeah. Richard Schiff from West Wing, Hal Harper from CSI and Homeland. They all run out this diverse and exceptional cast. So this is one of the most anticipated series of the new fall season. So pretty excited about it.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
Not going to lie. I've been like watching the trailer over and over. I don't skip over it. It looks really, really good.
It's good. Yeah. So if you guys want to check it out, The Good Doctor is going to be on ABC with new episodes Mondays at 10 o'clock, 9 p.m. Central after Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Cool. Yeah. So I'm excited to see that one. I'm also excited to see what else they have going on on for American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Especially next week. Let's dive into some predictions.
Let's jump into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so we get a little preview for next week where Harrison's asking Kai what his goals are. He's saying world domination, which just made me feel very pinky in the brain.
Yeah.
What are you going to do tomorrow, Kai? Same thing I try to do every day, Harrison. Try and take over the world. Like, all right. Look, so then,
like, for me, my prediction for next week is that it's going to be overloaded with too much stuff. Because with that preview alone, I'm like, you just went from 0 to 100 real quick. Yeah. Because it seems like so much stuff is going on. And I'm like, hopefully I don't get lost, and please don't introduce any more new characters. Just keep it the way it is.
Like,
don't
put any characters.
Yeah, it's like, it's
Emma
just
Emma Roberts, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she's coming back. I saw that. Yeah. Well, she can come back. I love her.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just seemed like crack.
Yes. It did. Yeah, it seems like there's a lot going on.
I think they just have great editors for trailers.
I think so, too. They've got
I don't think anything's gonna, I think it's just gonna be like a flashback or whatever of how they met Kai.
Okay. Well, they have the whole, too, like, Kai asking Winter, how does it feel? And her saying, fantastic. Do you think that that's going to be, like, a confession moment? Or do you think that this is a swerve, psych out?
I guess what I'm hoping is maybe it means she has something to do with metal.
Ooh.
That's where I'm going.
I think it's this. He's just asking, how did it feel, the bathtub, when she diddled her bits? And she's like, fantastic. Just kidding.
I sincerely doubt that Kai, moments
like
prior,
her cookies.
What did it feel like when you diddled her bits?
But look, it is Kai. It would go great, like, Trunk grabbing kitty cats.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that would make a good connection.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like really intense next episode, and I'm gonna have to prepare myself for it.
I'm excited to see what's gonna go down and how they're gonna tie all of this together, because I feel like
I'm telling you, it's the psychiatrist.
Yes,
I think that's the tie, baby.
Yeah, yeah, I think he definitely is linked in on it and is giving the fears to the mob. But I'm glad that this is. Unlike previous seasons, we've had so many B, C, D, E storylines that there have been so many things going on that you're like, wait, what? Who is that? What is happening? I'm glad that this one is focused on one storyline.
So
far. I just hope that they don't run out of story and start adding new things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like next episode is going to still be pretty streamlined, but I'm worried that around like episode 6 and 7... we're going to start getting weirdness. That we're like, what is this? Where is this coming from? So hopefully that doesn't happen. We'll see.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have to watch the episode that we just watched again to take it seriously. Because I was too busy laughing and like trying to like understand a joke. So I was like, no, I need to pick out the little
Easter eggs.
I'm not
going to
waste my time. Yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
I don't think I'm going to nuance it.
I'm going to have to. Because for me to understand the next episode, I feel like I'm really going to have to like really find the Easter eggs in this episode.
Yeah, well, I definitely have my eye on Dr. Vincent and Ivy. So I feel like it was really weird in particular at the restaurant when they were eating the ice cream, when she was, like, looking and basically shoved it in freaking Allie's mouth. I don't know, it was just something about the look on her face. I'm like, there's something.
Something's up with Ivy, yeah.
And she kind of looks like one of the clown masks.
And she's getting, I think... she's getting more and more violent.
No, I don't. Like, she's gorgeous, but I mean, like, you know, never mind.
Like mannerism.
No, just like, I don't know. I can just picture her wearing a certain mask. I don't know.
And just
because you could tell that there's women in
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I'll.
There's like
that.
Some there's some mean. Like relation. Like maybe the eyes are a certain like way that matches her eyes, or just the shape of the mask of her face. I don't know. I don't know. I just connect it.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I can see her potentially. I mean, she even brought up the Jill Stein thing again in the middle of this fight.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right. I can see her totally being linked with this like political clown thing, being like, I don't know. We'll see what's filled in.
Should we get like a dollar jar and every time she brings up Jill's sign, just put a dollar in there and donate it to somebody?
Go buy some Taco Bell.
That's right.
We donate it to the There Are No Coupons for Taco Bell. We were lied to fund. We have to pay full price. So we had to put extra dollars in this jar fund.
100%.
That's an election. I'll be behind. Or whatever.
So that's what we've learned today, kids, is keep your pets away from the microwave, and Taco Bell does not have coupons. Well, I'm very excited to see what goes down next week, and I'm excited. I think we'll all be here next week as well.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, so we'll have our whole crew back. In the meantime, where can everybody keep up with you guys?
So yeah, you can keep up with me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
And I can be found on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
And I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. You can find us all here at AfterBuzz TV. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, all that good stuff. Give us a thumbs up. And also, let us know your comments. We want to keep up with you guys. And join us back here next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.